Hey, Internet, this is Eric M. Hunter, and this is Hashtag Radio.
Hashtag Radio.
You are listening to Hashtag Radio. It's the Thursday edition with me, Eric M. Hunter. How are you? Good. I'm doing well as well. I'm enjoying my staycation. I got the whole week off this week. And then guess what I've got done? Practically nothing. I've gotten a little bit done. I've gotten a little bit of writing done. I've got a little bit of editing done. Definitely not as much as I've wanted to, but I've been it's just been gluttony for me this whole week. It's been great, actually. I've basically, I had a list of things that I wanted to do, man, and I just didn't do them. I'd been waking up early. I've been drinking coffee. I've been watching YouTube videos. I've been playing a ton of Breath of the Wild, way too much Breath of the Wild. So much. I think just in the past, I don't know, 4 days maybe, I think I put 30 hours into it. I just can't stop playing this stupid game. I don't know. It's really good. Even my kid's been sitting next to me, we've been playing it, and he's asking questions and stuff. When I just got to, the Rito Village, or I don't know, the bird people. And it's funny because he'll see it and be like, oh, it's a bird. And yeah, it's a big bird. It's a Rito or whatever. And then we'll see the little kids and oh, it's a baby bird. And yeah, they got baby birds too. They're people like us, but birds. I don't know if that's how that works, but, yeah, so that's been kind of it. I did some outside stuff. We've tailored this week as being the potty training week for the kid. He's 2.5. So that's been a mistake. No, it's been fine. It's just been, man, it's just potty training is no joke. You read about it and you think, oh yeah, I mean, potty training is kind of a pain and this and that. Man, it's no joke. It's tough business. But it's been fine. It's at the end of the day, it's not been as bad as I was hoping or I was expecting it to be. It's been, just that line of communication with him is he just doesn't understand it yet. He just doesn't get that he's supposed to tell us before he goes that he has to go. Cause what he's doing right now is he's going a little bit in his pants and he's like, oh, I gotta use the bathroom. And it's like, all right. So we run off to the bathroom and then he'll go. And then it's like, well, we still have to change your underwear, buddy, because you peed a little bit. So he's getting there though. We're making progress. But yeah, lots of Breath of the Wild. Too much Breath of the Wild. I really need to buckle down and write and edit more. It's just been nice knowing that there's just nothing for that I have to do. I did some stuff outside and cleaned up and mowed the lawn and cleaned the gutters and planted some stuff to keep the mosquitoes out. But other than that, I've just been eating stuff that I should not be eating and drinking stuff that I should not be drinking and just enjoying my life. So it's been a good week. It's been a good week of little to no responsibility. We'd made tie-dye. You can see from the shirt, if you're watching the video, it didn't turn out as good as I hoped. It's a lot blue. We washed them weird or something. I don't know. Made them for the whole family. We're tie-dye people. That's what we do. What else has been going on? Speedrunning. So I've been speedrunning, practicing, quote-unquote speedrunning, still playing Chippendale Rescue Rangers two-player mode with one character. You're basically just carrying the player two throughout the whole level, or throughout the whole game. I don't know if it's possible. I'm sure it's possible. I don't know if it's possible for me. There are parts in this game where you have to take intentional damage to do these boosts, these damage boosts over these enemies. And it's you get one chance to do it. If you screw it up, you have to start over. I'm super stuck on level 3 where I'll get good, whatever, from it to work out. And then I'll get to the boss and I only got one hit left. And it's one hit from the boss and I'm dead. I don't know. I know it's possible because I've done it through certain stages. And I think I'm for whatever reason, I'm hung on the spot of I have to do it perfect before I can move on. And that's just, that's not the way to do it. Like, I need to like just take it level by level, to see if it really works out. And then, if it does, then it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, because I'm already putting a ton of time into trying to get this to work, and I'm stuck on so many this particular level 3. And if, like, I can do it, I know I can do it, but if I get, like, further down the line and it just doesn't work, then I don't know what I'm going to do. So my goal right now is to just see how far I can get, save scumming the whole way and doing save states and stuff, just to see if it's like, if each level progression is possible for you to carry the character throughout the game without having them die. And that's the other thing too, is doing it without them dying. Like, again, I know it's possible. At least for the most part, there's a couple of bosses where it's like, there's a mechanic in the game where if you, especially for the boss, all the bosses take a ball that you have to pick up and throw at the boss. And if you hit another player with it, it dazes them. Or if the ball hits you, it dazes you for a few seconds, but you don't get hit by anybody. So there's a couple of bosses where there's like enemies running around the bottom of the screen. And obviously nobody's controlling player 2. So he just sits there. And if the enemy hits him 3 times, then you die, which in this instance would be a game over, because you can't have player 2 die. So there's going to be times where it's like you're just going to be throwing the ball at him and hoping for good RNG throughout the game. And like, that's exciting, because then getting that quote unquote perfect run, there's actually something to work towards, provided that the RNG works for you. So there's a lot of movement there, but man, it's some of the time it's like you're not doing anything but hitting the other character with the ball to stun them, because you don't want them to get hit by the enemies. And then you're just waiting for the boss to come back. I don't know. Like, I really need to sit down and be like, okay, is this even possible to play through these stages and quit, and then go back and try to, you know, meticulously farm to a point where I can figure out what I'm doing for each level and the best strategies and where to go and stuff like that. But it's been fun. Like, I've gotten in contact with some streamers who are, you know, just like, hey, you know, if you ever need anything, let me know. And all this stuff is new to me. Like, I've streamed on Twitch before, but like there's things you can do with Twitch and like all the added stuff that I just had no idea until somebody was like, hey, you know, you could do this, right? And I was like, I'll look it up. So it's been great, though. It's been really cool. I need to sit down and like really write out exactly all the stuff that I'm learning, because I feel like if I created some sort of file and then put it online, that maybe it would help garner some attention. And then maybe I could jump into a group of speedrunners that are trying to maybe help me figure this out to see if it's possible. That's the stuff I don't know. I need to just take a day or two and just try to reach out to people. But it's going really good. Like, I'm enjoying it. I also kind of thought about maybe getting into the fighting game scene, which is like, this is too much, man. I gotta pick one thing and stick with it. That's always been my problem, is just not sticking with things. And God, what game would I even play? And finding time to practice. Well, I can always find time to practice. I'm finding time to practice the speedrunning stuff. So I don't know. It's been good, though. It's been pretty good. There's not a whole lot else going on. So Thursday's editions are always the shorties. But then when you go back and look, it's usually the Thursday editions are the longest ones, which is weird. I don't know. It's just maybe because I'm not splicing. Maybe it needs to be a Wednesday edition. Who cares? Anyway, so I thought we would do a little reading since it is Thursday and do a little Nintendo Power action. This is March, April of 1989. Volume. Is this before they started doing volumes? Yeah, maybe. I got this from my brother. It smells musty. Ew. But we have an NES journal that I thought I would read to you, and it's announcing a revolution in home video fun. It says, on April 1st, 1989, Nintendo of America Incorporated unveiled a new series of game packs, which it hopes will become the latest craze in its popular Nintendo Entertainment System, NES. The new games are all part of what Nintendo calls AFD Reality Game System, which emphasizes activities from everyday life, unlike the current popular fantasy quests in action games. A Nintendo spokesman stated that the new games would be fun, educational, and above all derived directly from real-life experiences that any player might one day experience. For instance, in the Home Life series of games, the game pack Mutroid teaches you how to give the dog a bath, clip its nails, and train it to fetch your slippers, while at the same time you are bestest by leaky plumbing and visiting relatives with three Siamese cats. Sounds like a lot. Kids who got a chance to test the game said that it was like real life, except they didn't get wet. Very important. Another favorite test game pack came from the job training series. People who plugged in a copy of Home Ninja Workshop learned how to scale walls without the assistance of ladders or rope, how to conceal themselves behind curtains and beneath chairs, and how to transform into an ancient warrior by using marshmallow cream. If this sounds a little too real for your taste, maybe you would prefer more domestic games such as Mummy Kong, Sisters Are Us, Kid Sisters Are Us, and even Russian Hat Rack, which pits your hat-tossing skills against those of a trained bear named Sasha. Whatever your preference, the new Nintendo AFD Reality Game System has a game to which you can relate, because now you're living with power. By the way, for those who have been wondering what the AFD stands for, it turns out that it is short for April Fool's Day. Gotcha. We even have a title screen for the Mummy Kong, which is essentially just a black screen with yellow text that says Mummy Kong on it. Good one, Nintendo. So, which is hilarious because, I mean, that's kind of what games ended up being, was just Second Life or even Nintendogs. I mean, those games were huge. And here's Nintendo back in 1989 making a joke about it. Well, joke's on you, Nintendo. Nobody's going to know what Nintendo is in 10 years. 30 hours of Breath of the Wild. So much. Such a short amount of time. Feels good not to have responsibilities. Hashtag out.